Welcome to the Nations Church podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
Share around that. So how about you put your hands together for Rob and Laura and Jaden as they come and grab their seats right here. Incredible. Come grab your seats, guys. I'm on the wrong side of the stage. Yeah, it's all okay, all okay. How about while we start, you share a little bit about yourselves, how long you've been around at Nations Church, what you do here, and yeah, we'd love to hear more about you. How about you go first, Jaden?
Awesome. So for those who don't know me, I'm Jaden. I am 24, but I look like I'm 15. I work at the moment, I work at JB Hi-Fi. And also, I study on the side at Youth Alive Academy. And yeah, I've been coming to Nations for, I think, 4 years now. So since like 2017. And yeah, it's been a good journey. It's been awesome. Yeah. And like, yeah, I'm excited to see what God will do like in the future. But yeah, also, I volunteer in the youth ministry, which I love doing. I try to stay out of trouble. But yeah, it's always a good time in youth ministry. Like I love it. I love all the younger guys. I like lead a year 11 and year 12 connect. I've been like leading this connect since they were like year 7, year 8. Wow. And see the growth that they've gone through is just like amazing. And yeah, I love youth ministry. So yeah.
Brilliant. So good. Laura, would you like to share a little about yourself?
Yeah, so as you know, my name is Laura. I've got a bit of an issue like Jaden. I'm 30, but yeah, look a lot younger. I'm mum to the beautiful Eden, who's sitting with us this morning, and my husband, Mark. I'd say much of my 20s have been clinging on to Jesus, coming out of an abusive and unfaithful marriage and moving back as a single mother for many years. Just the importance of what came before and what was planted into me before that all happened. Just to test me of that song that we were singing where, all my life you have been faithful.
Yeah, brilliant.
And just how God has been so faithful to bring me where I am today. I've been in Nations now coming up in October for 3 years. And that was a catalyst of events, how God literally picked me up from one place and brought me here. I met Chrissy Lee in Cambodia, and just God wanted me in Nations, and have been planted here now for almost 3 years. I am on the kids team, led by the amazing Emily Elliott, and my husband and I, we also lead a connect out in Mandurah. Yeah. So if you're out there, welcome intergenerational connect.
Brilliant. Rob, how about you?
Yeah, for those that don't know me, I'm Rob. I've been coming to Nations now for about 18 months. We hunted around here when we came from New Zealand 3.5 years ago to find a church that God wanted us to be in. And there was plenty of places that we went to that we just didn't feel that we fitted in. And the start of last year, for the first service of the year, God said, it's a new season, it's a new church. So we came to Nations, and as we walked in, we could feel the love and the acceptance and that is here in Nations Church. We went out thinking that we're coming back, and we came back, and we've stayed ever since. We believe that God has planted us here in Nations Church, and it's for His purpose, not ours. I'm married. I've got a wonderful gift of God in Erina, who's sitting around here somewhere. She's given us a couple of children. One is 17. A couple of other things too, but and one is 14. We have a transgenerational sort of situation here, in that we've got three kids from previous, and we had failed marriages that didn't work. My previous wife died, so there was a bit of trauma attached to that, but the grace of God is fantastic, and He's carried us through. We're in the hosting team here, trying to do our little bit. Okay. I stand out in the car park on fine days. Yeah. But every now and again, God turns the waterworks on, so we run around with umbrellas. But yeah, we love it.
Yeah, and do such an incredible job. I really appreciate our parking team, don't we? Especially on those rainy days. They're running out in the rain with those umbrellas. Just incredible. Really good. Rob, how about, can you share with us today what legacy means to you?
Legacy. Isn't that the launching pad for the future?
Yeah, wow.
For the next people to come into.
Yeah, great.
And for me, legacy is what I can do now in God's service that's going to bring forward an opportunity for those following on behind.
Yeah, beautiful.
And the need for me now to actually use resources that God has planted in my hands.
Yeah.
For that legacy going forward.
Yeah, really.
And I remember not long after we came here, we still had some money in the bank that we had all earmarked for everything that we was going to do when we was here. And the Lord just said to me one day, he said, I've planted you in Nations Church. What have you sown into that church? What have you sown into my house when I've provided you with your house? And he's provided us so much along the way. And that really spoke to me and really found out that I needed to be planting seeds that God can make grow.
Yeah, wow.
And that he can do it for the future of the church.
Wow, thanks, Rob. That's incredible. That's really incredible. How about you, Laura? What does legacy mean to you?
Yeah, so for me to understand what legacy is, I looked up the definition, so I really could apply it to the meaning. but in short, yeah, legacy is it's a gift of the will given by someone who's come before. And that word will talks about being deliberate and intentional, yeah. You know, gifting something intentionally and deliberately. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's seeds that have been sown previously in the past and are presently being sown now that will really come to fruition in the future. Right. Sometimes, you know, us as people or individuals not even seeing that fruit come to pass. So it's been, you know, it often refers to money or property, but speaking like legacy in the spiritual. Steve, you know, stood up, yeah, and he said, like, this is the legacy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just was a powerful reminder that, you know, we are Jesus's legacy. Like, yeah. Christians, we are Christ-like. And so things being sown in the Spirit will then give, will bear fruit in the Spirit for generations to come.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible? That's powerful. Thanks, Laura. So great. Jaden, how about you? What does legacy mean to you?
To me, it kind of means the past, the present, the future. But like, yeah, for myself, like, I believe that I should look around and see and remember what people have done for me, what they've sown for me,
brilliant,
for the next generation.
Yeah.
And I think about myself and like, what can I do to do the same, to give into the next generation? I see the kids' room, I see Jump and all like the babies. And like, I'm like, that's the next generation. God's going to use those kids. And what can I do in the now so I can leave a path for them? So it's, because I look at the past and I see, you know, they struggled. They got on their knees. They prayed. They sowed into his kingdom.
Yeah.
And I want to be the same. So it could be easier for the next generation.
Yeah. Wow. So great, Jaden. So great. You mentioned about how, you know, you can look around and see so many generations in the church. What has it meant to you to be growing up in a community where there are so many mothers and fathers of the faith?
I think just overall, I'm just super thankful.
Mm.
Like, I'm just, like, thankful for what the past generations have done for this current generation now.
Yeah, great.
And, like, yeah, I think as a young person, that, you know, us young people should look around, that we should learn, we should seek advice from past generations, that we should, like, you know, have conversations with the more mature, wiser people.
Yeah, 'cause
I know for myself, I'm I can make dumb decisions. I can do silly things, but like I can learn from what the past generations have done. And like I really look up to these guys. And right. So I encourage you, if you're a young person in this place, if you're a young adult or a teenager, really talk to someone. Like talk to someone who's come before you and have a conversation with them, because they've got a lot to teach you. And maybe they might learn something from you guys. And so, yeah. I encourage you guys to just have those conversations. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant, Jade. And that's so great. So great. Laura, what has it meant to you, just looking even back on your own family and just seeing what it meant to have parents who are Christians and how that's impacted you?
Yeah. So my parents are first generational Christians. They come from really broken and dysfunctional families themselves. And when they gave their lives to Jesus, they really, you know, gave their whole heart. But what that meant for us kids growing up, myself and my brothers were, we really actively saw that they had to learn everything from scratch. They had to work hard for the things of the Spirit, because the backgrounds they came from, they hadn't had that privilege, you know, to grow up in that environment. So as children growing up in a Christian home, my parents weren't just Sunday churchgoers, you know.
Yeah.
They were Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
And they actively worked out their faith in front of us, which wow. meant our house wasn't a perfect home, you know.
Yeah.
There were many failures and it was messy, but what we learned as children were we observed how Jesus constantly they brought him into the mess.
Yeah.
And he was so faithful to, you know, forgive, and we learned those things, the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And so growing up in that home environment, I am their legacy.
Yeah.
Because things that they had to work hard for come easier naturally for me. You know, they default to me. I'm able to forgive quickly, and I'm able to exercise patience and self-control and love. But that didn't come easy for them.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have those examples. So
yeah.
It's incredible that just seeing, like, from generation to generation, God talks about, you know, being transformed into the likeness of his image. It's the glory to the glory.
Beautiful.
So now for me and my family, it's going to get even better, you know. And it will we'll still mess up. We'll still make mistakes. But, my hope is, you know, raising Eden and is that she will then walk in things in an even greater capacity than me.
On.
So
Wow. That's the power of legacy right there, isn't it? That's so powerful. Rob, what does it mean to you, Rob, to be in a church where you get to, I guess, see the next generation flourishing and growing in the house? What does that mean to you?
It means the church is healthy. Because the younger generation is the church of tomorrow, and we need to be feeding into them so that they can take the wisdom on board that God has planted in the older people within the church and take it forward. The young people in the church have got the energy, they've got vitality, they've got ideas that we need to listen to as older people too, and put the programs together that can enhance God's work within the community. Because our focus can't only stay in the church.
Yeah, that's right.
Because we don't want a nice friendly club. We want God's direction for us to take out into the community.
Right.
And those young people are out there and they're mixing in the community.
Yeah.
So if we can feed into them, they can bring back into us as well.
Yeah.
And together the church will grow and flourish.
Yeah, beautiful. That is so great. That's brilliant. Laura, what is it, why is it important for you and your family? You're talking about the legacy that your parents left in you. And so why is it important to you that you and your family are planted in church long term?
Well, I look at Jesus in the Word of God, and, you know, he was passionate about the church, and because he was passionate about church, I'm going to be passionate about church too. I've got a passion for the local church, and so I think for me to answer that question, like being planted long term, I see the benefits of being somewhere long term. I grew up and we moved around to a number of places, interstate and then country. And so there was one, we were always planted in a church at that given time, but there was one church that I was able to be in for a longer amount of time.
Yeah, great.
And when you're in a place for a longer amount of time, you know, being planted, your roots are able to grow deeper and wider, and you're able to flourish, and you become a part of the family. And that's the heart of God, is that we were created to be connected in relationship to one another and
really
to be in community.
And
so being in a place where there's believers, that then allowed me to, you know, that has allowed in that longer term period of my life in church, it allowed me to flourish. And you know, family, it's, you go from being it shifts from you being just a visitor and an outsider to now you're part of the family. There's a shift that happens when you're in a local church
for
a long-term amount of time.
Yeah.
And you walk in with a bit of, you know, a different step, you know, beat in your step, because you're like, this is home, you know. You can be a bit more quirky and your personality comes out a bit more because it's family, right? Anyone who's been in family, you know, you can rub each other out the wrong way, but you're family. You're not getting out of it. So I think, you know, we are the family of Christ. That's what Jesus says who we are. And regardless of our backgrounds, our culture, regardless of our age, that our common denominator is Jesus Christ. And he allows us to grow. So I'd say that for me is the importance of being rooted and planted long term. It actually allows us as people to become more like Jesus.
Brilliant.
And we go from our salvation in Christ, our belief in Jesus, to our faith being outworked, our sanctification, becoming more like Christ.
That's brilliant. Thank you. That's really, that speaks so much. Really good. Jaden, could you share with us a little about why you are so passionate about building our future?
I'd say I'm passionate about building our future because I really believe that building our future is kind of a step of faith. That it's a way for us to kind of like sacrifice a bit of ourselves so God can grow his kingdom. I believe that when we give, that God will like multiply it and that he will use that to save lives, for people's lives to be changed for the better. And so that's why I'm so passionate about it, because I don't want to just keep things all to myself. I don't want to just keep things away. I want to share Jesus with people that out there that are struggling, that, you know, that don't know who he is. And I want to share his heart. And so that's why I really believe building our future is so important. You know, sometimes we mistake what God can do. And I really believe that God wants us to have that mustard seed faith.
He wants
us to give a bit of us so he can move mountains. So he can reach the people that are unreachable.
So
that's why I believe that, giving to the church, sharing a bit of yourself is so important. Because God will use it, God will multiply it, and it will be amazing. You'll see it grow right in front of your eyes. And you know, maybe it might not, you might not meet the people that it reaches, but I know that, like, in my heart, that I'm happy that those people get to experience Jesus, get to experience his love. And so, that's why it's so important.
Amazing. So great, Jade. And how about you, Laura? Why are you passionate about building our future?
The concept of building our futures, it's just so counter-cultural to the world we live in, because, you know, it speaks of building things now that we don't get to reap the reward, like we don't get to enjoy the reward of for the future. And people are very much focused in building for the now, you know, like what they can benefit from the now. That's the way I see it is that we are investing into spiritual things that aren't seen, like Jaden said, like things that we may not even ever get to see.
That's
if we believe truly in our hearts that what Jesus did on that cross for us is enough to last for future generations, to powerfully transform people's lives who have never heard of Jesus or who have never experienced his love, then I want to be a part of that.
Yeah,
you know, I want to be a part of building the future, so building our future so that people can have access to Jesus. That's what it's all about for me. It's about people, their salvation, and Jesus.
Yeah,
so
come on.
Regardless of which house you find yourself in.
That's incredible. Thanks so much for sharing that. Rob, how about you? Why is building our future important to you?
Just like these guys have said, building the future is building something tangible in the unknown. It's something that we can't put a focus on. We just sow it for God and let Him grow it to where He wants it to be.
Right.
It's an opportunity to give God room to move.
Beautiful.
Within the community. And because of that, because of what we've got, we can sow that in. God sowed everything into us.
Yeah.
God's given us everything that we've got.
Mm.
He didn't need our talents. He gave them to us.
Yeah.
But we need... All He wants is our ability to give back so that He can do His work in the future for every generation coming on.
Yeah.
Not the ones that we can imagine now, but even those beyond that can stand on the platform for where we started, and that's where we need to go.
Yeah, beautiful. Such a powerful message, isn't it? This message of legacy.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more info, please visit nationschurch.com.